Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with David Livingston, Dr. Space. This is the space show Hotel Mars, and we're actually on Mars 3.4 billion years ago with Professor Alexis Rodriguez, who publishes a story about what happened the day the asteroid struck. The asteroid that hit the Yucatan Peninsula was estimated between 6 and 9 miles across, some maybe as large as 10 miles across, and it struck and ended the dinosaurs 65, 66 million years ago. This asteroid struck 3.4 billion years ago, and we do not know whether it ended any life because we're not sure there was life there. But the professor is using the word habitability to understand the chemicals, components of the ocean that dominated the northern hemisphere of Mars. David, you have a question for the professor.
Professor, with your unlimited budget, would you do any exploring on the southern hemisphere of Mars?
The southern hemisphere. I think that, with my unlimited budget, there is another area that I would love to go and explore. It's more equatorial, subtropical. It's actually in the chaotic terrains of Mars. And the chaotic terrains are extremely interesting geologic features because they represent the largest windows between the groundwater systems and the surface water systems that we know of in the entire solar system. Okay, so essentially they are zones where the aquifers released the water to the surface and produce like immense channels that then, you know, ended up in the northern plains. So I would love to go to explore these outlets from, you know, these massive groundwater systems on Mars. They are, as the name suggests, like chaotic terrains. They are actually extremely complicated terrains.
The ocean, back to the northern hemisphere, the ocean that existed at the day of the event, that ocean was fed by aquifers. And if I understand correctly, the aquifers were feeding liquid water into the surface. These aquifers, what is your explanation for their origin? Are they from off-planet events, asteroids, contact with a previous planet? Where did that water come from?
Yeah, that's actually a very interesting question. And it's something that I've been working on for many years as well. So there are multiple hypotheses, right, to explain the origin of the aquifers. But there is a major constraint that, you know, people have to understand. And it's a geographic constraint. Like the aquifers that fed the outflow channels are only in the Crissy region, okay? I mean, like the scale that we're talking about, like these chaotic terrains are huge. They are immense. If you look at the boundary plains of Mars, you know, they are, you know, you see like a smooth transition into the northern plains, but the chaotic terrains, the aquifers are localized, okay? So that's a really important constraint. And my thinking is that the origin of these aquifers was due to the burial of ice during the Noachian period in that particular region of Mars. So as the climate was changing, you had combined sedimentation and ice forming at the surface, you know, and then like interlayering ice, sediments, forming some sort of like huge permafrost province, like a kind of continental scale. So I think based on like many observations, I think that this is the most likely explanation for the aquifers that fed the outflow channels. That does not imply that the entire water-rich crust of Mars had the same origin. I'm only talking about the parts that are connected to the outflow channels.
So the Noachian, which is the oldest period, the Noaim for Noah, that's 4 billion years ago approximately, that had ice on the surface that was then subsumed underneath the surface. And that is what created the aquifers that fed the ocean in the Hesperian period. Is that correct? That was the ocean?
That would have been, that would have been like an important aspect of the origin of the aquifers. Yeah. And so the Noachian period extends from about 4 billion years ago to 3.7 billion years ago. And, you know, it was the paleoclimate during the Noachian was mostly hyper-arid, you know, with like some fluvial activity. But during the Middle Noachian, you know, there is evidence that in the region of Crissy, there was a much older ocean, a Noachian ocean, and that sedimentation along the margins of this ocean, you know, bearing ice sheets and maybe ejecta materials and lava flows, like all interbedded, generated part of these aquifers. Yeah.
Wonderful.
And then, like, there is a much older period as well, extending from 4 billion years ago to when the surface of the planet basically became solid, maybe 4.4 billion years ago, I think it is. This is called the pre-Noachian. But during the pre-Noachian, you know, there was so much resurfacing on Mars that we don't have any surfaces that retain pre-Noachian features at the surface, right? What we see, like the crust could contain a lot of like pre-Noachian sediments and materials, right? But the surface itself, the oldest surface, is early Noachian.
Professor Alexis Rodriguez, with his colleagues, professor is at the Planetary Institute, the Planetary Science Institute in Arizona. He's publishing evidence of an oceanic impact in Megatsutami sedimentation in Crisia Planitia, Mars, Northern Hemisphere, 3.4 billion years ago. However, he's now taken us to 4+ billion years ago when Mars was first emerging as a solid enough surface to have ice water on it, to have ice on it. David Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show. This has been a special edition of Hotel Mars on Mars itself. Looking forward to more discoveries. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.